As much as all this that we've been talking about, the women of Miss America, do you expect that we might ever have a female mayor again anytime soon? Do you see anybody on the horizon?
Yes, I do. I mean, I think, well, of course, I do know that Anise Barker will run for mayor after uh-huh. she finishes the term for city controller. I think that, yes, that we will.
Do you think there'll be a minority?
Probably not anytime soon. I think that probably, if it were to happen, probably I would say it might happen in the, you know, in about 10 years, 10 or 15 years, more than likely. A Latina. I mean, I think that we would probably be closer to getting a Latino mayor as opposed to a Latina mayor.
Do you have any idea why, this personal idea, I guess, it seems to me that every leader that we have gets up anything past mm-hmm. a city position somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, we started with Henry Cisneros,
right.
Henry Kempthorne,
right.
the councilman, they got John Castillo, they got
right.
Braga, they got,
right.
who else is that, Betty Reyes, and
Betty Maldonado.
Oh, Betty Maldonado and all that. Do you see anything questionable about all that, or do you think it would have happened one way or the other?
Well, I mean, this has to be such a general statement in the sense that, I mean, I'm not saying that anybody's guilty in terms of what happened.
Uh-huh.
But from a general standpoint, I would say that, you know, when you look at that and what occurred and what they were charged for, is that I truly believe that if you look at that and if you turn it around in a different way as to how monies, you know, or I don't want to say transferred, but how people maybe win a contract and so forth, I think that it's unfair and unjust in the sense that people are charged for things that on a daily basis occur but are done in such a fashion that it is not against the law. And so I do think that in a lot of cases that things that are done illegally, I guess is the only word I can use, are probably done illegally every day by 90% of people that are in charge of contracts and contributions and so forth. But again, when people are charged, just look at, you know, how many people are charged. I mean, I think it's not just, you know, Latinos and so forth, but I just think that it's unfortunate because on the other side, I will say that in many cases when minorities are elected to office, and perhaps have not been exposed in the sense of dealing with contracts and contractors and lucrative deals that people want to talk to you and get your vote and want to wine you and dine you, and you've never had those experiences in your life before, it may be possible that you get so enwrapped in that somehow or another what you originally thought was just, you know, an invitation to a dinner becomes something that you've signed that pretty much is illegal or something to that effect. So, I mean, I think it's a combination of a lot of things.
Politically naive, you think, for a lot of that?
Yeah, you know, more not so much, politically naive in the sense of the rules and regulations of politics, but also naive in terms of how people manipulate you and how people are deceitful and how people are greedy and how people do not understand the dynamics of how humans just like to just watch out for themselves. I don't mean humans, but I mean humans in general. But I mean just people in general are sometimes so greedy that they don't care who they hurt.
Do you think that some of these might be more of certainly what you just said, any more of that would probably happen in a sting operation, and that they're a lot more successful
yeah.
with their sting
yeah.
operations against minorities
right.
on that basis.
Right.
We don't really know the inside track. We don't have inside.
Yeah.
Because I think probably politics, no matter who gets into office, there's always some
yes.
underlying
that's
power
right.
structure that's going to accept right. anybody's there.
Right.
Well, they don't care who the hell the mayor is
yeah.
or who anybody
yeah.
is. As long as they can get those people to do what they want done.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's been several articles in Texas Monthly over the years about use of mayors. and how the power establishment of Houston doesn't really care who's in office.
Right, exactly. As long as
they have a voice.
Exactly.
And they can get a voice out of one mayor, A, as they can out of B. So they don't really care.
Right.
Now, but these guys are polished, and they know they have the experience going in there. So we get a minority in there who doesn't know about this. Okay, so my question would be, is that naivete probably would get us in trouble? Is that we don't have that underlying power structure?
Well, sure it is. I mean, sure it is. Yeah, and I mean, I think it's a, you know, and your integrity. I mean, you know, if again, I mean, you have to have a certain amount of your own personal integrity that, you know, maybe you're in office, but would you do this otherwise if you weren't in office? I mean, you know, it's kind of. But I mean, I do agree. It's just not being in the loop. But then again, nobody allows us to be in the loop because, you know, city politics or whatever, it's only the chosen few.
Well, you know, when I first came to Houston, which was in the late 60s, I noticed that there were very few Mexican Americans who even saw downtown. I mean, even walking the streets of downtown.
Right.
Much less sitting back as bank tellers. And
yeah.
I think the only place I saw any Mexican Americans were in Sackowitz. you know, when people from Mexico City would come in.
Yeah,
And maybe Foley's.
Yeah.
But other than that, you didn't see them. And then all of a sudden, after 1964, after Civil Rights Act,
right.
all that started pushing, and then all the things that went on in the 60s changed that. Now, do you see, I mean, you we have to admit that that particular area that's been a big change. I mean, now you see Mexicans everywhere.
Sure.
Do you think most of that buildup came? Well, I think it's probably, never mind, that's kind of a silly question. I was going to say,
right.
during the boom, the oil boom brought Mexicans off from the valley and that, you know, all that stuff. So that was a big influx, and then we were here, we went through the through the oil boom bust.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the dust came from that thing, we were, you know, we were Hispanic and things were different.
Right, and things were different. That's true.
Yeah, because that was a dramatic change from what, before the bust, we didn't have anything.
Yeah.
And then we came out, we probably still didn't have anything, but nobody else did that. Anyone else was kind of screwed up.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things I'd probably want to say is that, you know, in terms of, you know, this immigration issue and about, you know, how many immigrants are here or illegals, let's just put it this way, that, you know, of course in Texas and Houston, you know, we're so much closer to the border and, you know, California and that kind of thing. But, you know, I always say everything is about supply and demand in terms of economics. And so, I mean, you know, you go to North Carolina now, and so all these places, you know, everywhere that Latinos are, you know, are totally entrenched, you know, in the United States. And I think it's good. I'm not saying that. But the one of the reasons they're here is because they needed them. They needed them in those poultry places in North Carolina or whatever because they wanted to pay them low wages. And so, I mean, they accept it. You know, they accept them. And they don't care whether they have an education. They don't care, and they don't help them to get an education. So, I mean, for those people that are crying about, you know, how many illegals we have in this country and how the immigration laws, I mean, I just think that people have to decide that you know, if this country needs the economic base of the production that we have, then I think that we need to make sure that you know, those people are here and that we do support the fact that they came and helped us to have the economy that we have right now. So, I mean, we would not have the economic growth that we have if, you know, all these immigrants were not here.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, it's sort of a, you know, you speak that, you know, out of both sides of your mouth when it comes to, you know, whether you want to, you know, an illegal here in this country. So,
well, you know, I think that, because I'm not the one being interviewed, but I think an awful lot has to do with if they enforce the laws they already put on the bus.
Yeah.
But that means they'd have to put the pressure on the big companies.
Right.
And they don't want to do that. Now that now they're talking about under this new law that's coming in, now they're talking about wanting to fine these Mexicans for being here.
Yeah.
They don't have anything anyway. Not,
I know.
How are you gonna, you know, that's just
I mean, it's a really difficult issue, I mean, overall, but I mean, I just think that they're just addressing it, you know, in the wrong way. I just think you have to start with, you know.
And I think what it puts us into is, I think the general population, including along the border states but the interior, have a tendency to lump all of us into that same category.
Right.
And not that I care one way or the other, except that it hurts a lot of people.
Of course.
And let me ask one thing. You still active in LULAC?
Yeah.
Okay. And which council?
Well, I'm in LULAC Council 643, which is the Olga Solis Council. It's, I mean, we're not, I mean, active in the sense of doing a lot of things. I mean, we do, you know, some, you know, fundraising events, but I'm still involved with Lulac.
Olga was your
Olga
Solis
was, yeah.
No, half-sister-in-law.
Half-sister-in-law, yeah.
And she didn't want to claim that half of her.
No, but she finally did after a while, though, after
yeah,
so many years.
Was there, okay, is there anything you want to add to this or anything we need?
Well, I'm just glad that this is being done so that there is some history of Latinas,
yeah,
and Latinos and what we've been doing here in Houston since way back when.
Yeah, well, if you can think of any other
sure,
women
that, yeah,
you think we could talk to, that I could talk to, please let me know.
Is it off?
It will be.
Oh, okay. No, but I mean, I do have some names that
sure,
you can give.
I'll just shut this off right now. Transcriber, this is the end of this interview.